On this first Monday of April, it's another time for another edition of Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you have a line to WPR's director Mike Crane and our news director Noah Ovshinsky. Here are some questions to get us started. Have you been listening to our COVID-19 coverage, whether it be through newscasts or talk programming or online? What has been useful to your life? What do you need more of as we experience this pandemic? Do you get value out of WPR carrying live White House briefings or other breaking news events? What do you think of NPR's coronavirus specials? We're at 800-642-1234 throughout the hour. Let's bring in news director Noah Ovshinsky. Thank you so much for joining us on the Ideas Network, Noah.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And WPR director Mike Crane is here. Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Mike, as you've seen in a matter of a few weeks, our world changed dramatically in response to the global pandemic. How have you seen WPR change and manage this?
It's been just an amazing transition. Within a couple of days of our making the decision to absolutely limit who might need to be in studios to protect them and so on, almost the entire WPR became a virtual organization. We conduct meetings with all the online kind of tools, WebEx or Zoom or Microsoft Teams and so on, and it's been just an unbelievable challenge, and I'm just so proud, as you heard the recording of me at the open of the show, I'm just so proud of everybody for how they've been innovative and creative and stuck to it when things have been understandably very difficult, and it has been just remarkable.
Noah, information at this time, as you know, just moves so quickly in a crisis, and reporters are scrambling, trying to keep on top of everything. How can listeners get the latest WPR news throughout the day?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I would say that the number one place to go at any given time certainly would be the website. That means you wouldn't necessarily have to wait for a newscast on the radio for the latest news. You can always go to our website. WPR.org, where we're covering, virtually every angle of the pandemic and this crisis. We not only have individual stories covering very specific topics, but also we've transitioned to doing a daily blog where we sort of put all the latest and breaking news in that one story, and it sort of changes throughout the day based on what's going on. But if anybody wants a snapshot at any given time what's going on during the day, they can go to our daily blog at WPR.org. We've also added daily newscasts to our broadcast schedule. So we now have newscasts from the morning all the way through the early evenings at the top of the hour so that people can also on the radio get a sense of what's going on hour by hour.
Noah, what kind of work goes into this additional news gathering and broadcasting?
Hours, long hours, and coordination with a capital C. We are a newsroom now that's virtually working entirely from places other than our offices, and it's required us to work in new ways and to be more coordinated at a time when news is just nonstop. And so we're heavily relying on, obviously the already existing relationships that we have inside the newsroom, but also technology to help us communicate in ways that are efficient and minimize miscommunications, which can sometimes happen when you have, upwards of 20 people working in 20 different places.
Mm. Mike, you've been in this industry many, many years, many decades. Why is a service like this so critical at this time?
I think that it's rooted in the very purpose of broadcasting, and of course now we have other tools like our amazing web team that are putting things together in partnership with the things that Noah was just talking about. And there's a very old thing that inspires me. It was in the Communications Act of 1934, which continues to be enforced to this day, and it talks about the public interest, convenience, and necessity. And I know, being inspired by an act, a law, maybe sounds crazy, but certainly the work that, Kate, that you and everyone on the Ideas Network is doing, that Noah is doing, and even the music work that we provide to provide a respite from the news. All of that is in the public interest, and certainly the necessity part makes total sense, that we need this information more than ever, and it's our responsibility as well as our honor to be there with our listeners and with our web visitors.
We're talking with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and Noah Ovchinsky, news director. You can join in. What topics would you like to hear more about? What conversations would you benefit from hearing? What do you like about what you're hearing on the News and Classical Network and on the Ideas Network? What do you want more or less of? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. Let's take a call now. Joan is joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. I really miss the program called Q, which is from Canada and has a wonderful interviewer on. I enjoy the one program that's left from Canada, but I think it should be fitted in somewhere, even if we have to have the 8 o'clock thing on on the virus.
Joan, Joan, thank you for the call. Joan, referring to the daily All Things Considered coronavirus briefings, Mike?
Yes, that's right. You know, it's always, thank you, Joan, for the comment. It's always a difficult decision when there's something fresh and new or something that maybe is lasting in the way that the great conversations on Q are. So what that is, for people who haven't tuned in on the weekday evenings yet, is at 8 o'clock during this crisis, NPR is providing a special All Things Considered program called The National Conversation. And it's about what's on your mind, and we think the opportunity to have another live call-in and web program has been worth the effort. But I really thank you, Joan, for the comment. For those that want to join the conversation, it's npr.org/national conversation, and keep the comments coming.
Joan, thank you. Let's bring in Anthony now in Toma. Hi, Anthony.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So, I just kind of had a question. Are we doing anything to bring more positive stories with all the negativity and things happening? I just think it'd be nice to hear, you know, a segment on some of the positive things happening in the world.
Noah, where do you find the hope and the light as we go through this?
Yeah, it's out there, and we talk about it in our news meetings, and we have surfaced some of those stories. Certainly, there are many more out there, and I would say, you know, stay tuned. We're on the lookout for them, and we'll be more than happy to bring those to the WPR audience as soon as we can surface them and report them out. But absolutely, we call them sort of moments of joy in the news department, and that's absolutely a critical part of what we can bring during this really challenging time. So stay tuned. I would expect to see more of those stories in the near future.
We have two WPR leaders on the line for the hour. We have Director Mike Crane and News Director Noah Ovchinsky. With you as well, what questions or feedback do you have for Wisconsin Public Radio, especially during this global health pandemic? What topics would you like to hear more about? What do you want to hear less about? What conversations would you benefit from hearing? And why do you listen to WPR? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email your questions, your insights to ideas@WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute with Noah Ovchinsky and Mike Crane right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have a twofer on this edition. News director Noah Ovchinsky is here, as is WPR director Mike Crane. with you as well. Have you been tuned into our COVID-19 coverage? How are we doing? Join in 800-642-1234. Let's take another call now. Ronald is with us from Manitowoc this morning. Hi, Ronald.
Thanks. Good morning. I'm wondering, Mike, how the public can access all the listener comments. And if this is not possible, why it is not possible, seeing that the WPR is quasi-public? And the second part of the question is, WIAA out of Michigan, a very progressive public station, conducts public surveys where listeners can state their opinion as far as that program. Why doesn't WPR do this?
Well, thanks for the question, Ron. As far as accessing all of the comments, that would be a pretty heavy lift for us to do that because we are awash in comments. We have an extensive audience services team that is taking in comments, whether it's online or by the phone, all the time. And actually, you mentioned WIAA and their surveys. We also do surveys, and periodically we'll send them out to all of our members, that sort of thing. And one of the reasons that we do the Mondays with Mike segment, whether it's here on the morning show or we kind of move it around in different parts of the schedule, is precisely so that we can hear from you. And I will tell you that those audience comments that you're talking about are shared with the entire staff so that they can be aware of what's going on in people's minds. You know, I'd love to know more about the kinds of things you want us to know, but I really appreciate the call.
Let's bring in Chris now in Milwaukee. Chris, apparently you have a positive story to share.
I do. I have a comment every day for 2 weeks. I went to a store. It was a mega chain. And I was looking for toilet paper. I was running out. I care for somebody who's 98 years old and also have in the household someone with COPD. So I obviously...
Oh, Chris, it sounds like we just lost you. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, now we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I needed to reduce my risk because I have such vulnerable people around me. I cried to the manager, what can I do? I have no toilet paper, and I can't find any. And he...
Oh, dear.
He would see. But I had a sales clerk who overheard me. She asked for my phone number, and she called me up after work, and she came by and dropped off without wanting any money for it. She dropped off a mega roll of toilet paper.
Chris, thank you for sharing that story. And Noah, I'm certain that your reporters are looking for bits of that type of just selflessness going on around the state.
Yeah, I mean, we know there are thousands of those kinds of stories going on right now, and both big and small. And I would say tune in the coming days and weeks, and our hope is to surface stories like that. Of course, we always have to balance the need to bring more breaking news, news that is required for people's health and safety, that sort of thing. But as we are able, our hope is to bring those kinds of stories to our audience.
Noah, pull back the curtain, if you will. Wisconsin is under stay-at-home orders. How do reporters keep doing what they're doing and bringing in their stories and interviewing people?
Well, I mean, the good news story right now, Kate, is, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I'm not sure what we would have done in a situation like this. Fortunately, technology allows us to do our job largely remotely. We have many tools in our arsenal to report out and collect the news, including I'm just going to sort of plug Wisconsin, which is a great resource that we have at WPR. It's a tool that allows our audience to ask us questions, and we've gotten hundreds, I think more than 1,000 at this point, of questions in the last few weeks from the public, and we've used those questions not only to help guide our coverage, but also to reach out to individuals to interview them for the stories that we're actually working on. And so we are currently, you know, reporting out many, many stories from locations other than our offices. We do have a policy right now where our reporters are not currently allowed to go out into the field and report out stories unless the story is big enough or deemed critical. If a story is deemed critical, we will send our reporters out into the field to report those stories out. But right now, depending on the story, we're keeping our reporters at home or in locations other than the office.
We're hearing from WPR News Director Noah Ofshinsky. Mike Crane is here as well, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And you, are you listening to WPR podcasts right now or visiting WPR online more? How do you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio? Is it in the car or is it live on your phone via podcast? What are you hearing? How are you connecting? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Randy now in Madison. Hi, Randy.
Good morning. Considering the obstacles you just described, I think you're doing one heck of a job. It's being kind of a landline, really, for information. I'm calling specifically two-part question, or one question, one suggestion that. What is the policy right now regarding the White House daily briefings on coronavirus? And as far as when you broadcast them, and can you consider broadcasting them on a delay so that we don't have to get all the pep rally or Trump rally aspects of it, or the misinformation that seems to pop up all the time,
Mike,
and can get solid news.
Mike, could you field the daily briefings?
Yeah, sure. So there's a bunch of challenges with the daily briefing. I know some people share Randy's concerns about what might be more of a political rally or something like that. But what we're focused on is what is the news that's in those segments. And so early on, as there was a lot of breaking news in them, we were often broadcasting them live, and we continue to make that decision on a day-to-day basis. But as far as the delay, there's two things that I would suggest instead. One is that we are carrying them live on WPR.org. There's actually a little program piece that as soon as the live stream is put up there by National Public Radio, then it shows up on our website. And for those that would like to listen to the entire thing, that's really a great option. Also, what we're doing, and this is at the national level in particular, is we're monitoring those live, and whenever there's anything that's really breaking in there, it's going to get on the newscasts and on the other network, on All Things Considered, pretty much right away. And so those are both possibilities for checking it out. The other thing that goes on is that those briefings seem to be scheduled at different times of the day on a given day. And we're finding that sometimes the best thing we can do is just stick with our regular programs and then report on it soon thereafter.
Yeah, so they're not like clockwork. They don't come down at a certain time.
No. For instance, it was often in the weekdays last week announced for 5 o'clock, but it might actually get started more like 5:45. And one of the things that NPR decided, and we kind of followed their lead on this, was that it was going to make more sense, rather than breaking away from All Things Considered, to do what I just described.
Noah, while we're talking about online resources, what can people find at WPR.org/COVID?
Yeah. So, first of all, it's a great place to find sort of the breadth of the journalism that we're doing at WPR, and it's a good way to really get a good sense of what's happening on a day-by-day basis, but also kind of at 30,000 feet, what's happening statewide, over a longer period of time. So we've got a lot of articles that are written by our reporters. We've got the daily blog, which I spoke about a few minutes ago, which is an article that it sort of lives throughout the entire day and is sort of the place where all of the latest news goes. And so if somebody just wants to check into WPR.org and get a sense of, okay, what's happening at this exact moment? Our blog is a great place to go for that. And it's something that we update throughout the day. In fact, we assign a reporter to that blog on a daily basis. And so there's one person plus a web editor or editors assigned to keeping that blog alive and growing throughout the day. So that's a great resource. The articles are a great resource. And as I mentioned also, we've got Wisconsin, which you can access through WPR.org, which is a way for you to ask, to ask us questions that can help us guide our work and guide the journalism that we do.
We're spending the hour with WPR's news director Noah Ovshinsky and WPR director Mike Crane. You have a line to programming questions and decisions. What feedback do you have for Wisconsin Public Radio? How can WPR help you this election season, this election year? What questions do you have about races? What resources do you need more information on? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up. Mondays with Mike continues right after this news update here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On this first Monday of April, we're opening up the lines to gather your feedback for WPR. So what are you listening to during the pandemic? What resources have helped you and your loved ones the most? What are you a fan of when it comes to programming? And what do you want to let go of? Join in 800-642-1234. We have news director Noah Ovshinsky, who stays with us, and WPR's director Mike Crane. So, Mike, the Ideas Network has been hosting a variety of conversations about news and how life has changed during the pandemic. What is the value of WPR talk programming in the last few weeks?
I think that it's really the same value that it always is, Kate, which is that we can explore the news and the things that are on our minds together. Noah's aptly pointed out the Wisconsin effort that's online and is informing us, and that also informs the work that we do here on the Ideas Network. And another thing is just hearing from each other about whatever the topic is can be not only interesting but often comforting. Just hearing the story earlier during the show of a real hero who is just simply someone who works at a grocery store but is a hero. That happens all the time here on the Ideas Network.
Students and teachers and parents, everyone's lives have drastically been changed. I know our household is dramatically different as our kids are at home now. How have, Mike, our partners at PBS Wisconsin changed or kind of stepped up to support listeners at this time?
Thanks for mentioning that, and I'll add that Milwaukee PBS is partnering with PBS Wisconsin, and they've developed something that the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is supporting as well, and it's a new TV broadcast schedule to support at-home learning, and they just got it started last week, and it's available for pre-K through 12th grade in their schedule from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the Wisconsin channel, which is PBS Wisconsin 2. And also in Milwaukee, it can be found at PBS Milwaukee PBS Channel 36.1. And one of the ideas there is that not everyone's going to have access to the online resources, although those are also there at the PBS websites. But sometimes all you're able to do is to put the TV on for your child, and that'll be really great stuff. It'll be tied to the curriculum that the Department of Public Instruction has out for all of our students. And then also there's always PBS Kids that is available as well.
Yeah, so over the air, certainly making a difference at this moment. So, Noah, it's still an election year. Can you tell us about WPR's Project Swing State? Is that still going on?
It is, believe it or not. And it has evolved, obviously, to reflect the changes in the current events. The election is a big story for the state, and there is a lot of debate going on right now, both out in public and in political circles about, whether or not the election should go forward and how it should go forward and when it should go forward. And so it's very much at the top of our news agenda. Maura White, Sean Johnson, our digital team, the politics podcast, as well as the other reporters in our bureaus around the state have been following the election story very closely. Swing State, when we launched it before this current crisis, we imagined it would be a year-long series that really takes a hard look at sort of really what we believe as voters, like why we vote and how we vote. And, you know, we know that Wisconsin is going to play a big role in the national election as a swing state. And we wanted to, at a time when a lot of pundits were trying to tell us what Wisconsin voters want, you know, we wanted to really kind of set the tone of that conversation and really get at what voters really believe and what they want in their politics. And we still intend to do that for sure, but it's certainly taken on a different tone with this most recent crisis. And so we'll absolutely be following the election, the twists and turns, both the election tomorrow and obviously elections still to be had this year. So it will remain a top reporting priority for the newsroom.
Yeah, so, you know, a theme that had been, you know, what drives people to the polls is suddenly reversed. What drives people away from the polls?
Yeah, it is a very unusual time, and I think one of the things that people are, public officials certainly in the public are challenged by is this is unprecedented. You know, nobody can recall a situation where going to the polls represented potentially a public health risk. And so, you know, people, there's just no playbook for this. And so, you know, public officials, the public itself is making the best decisions that they feel they are making. And as journalists, we're trying to just tell this story the best that we can, understanding that this is history. You know, historians will be writing about this in years to come, and we're just trying to do the best job we can in bringing the news to our audience.
So how are you mapping out how WPR's news team and the politics team will provide coverage for tomorrow's election?
Good question, Kate. We've got a meeting today to discuss just that. You know, to be completely transparent with you and our audience, we're having a conversation, an ongoing conversation about the benefits and risks associated with sending our reporters out into the field tomorrow. It's a big story. It's a significant story. And we acknowledge that. And we also have a duty to protect our staff and the larger public. And so we're having those conversations right now. But regardless of whether or not we have reporters in the field, we will be covering the election top to bottom, left to right, throughout the day and in the days to come.
And I understand you've also armed your reporters with boom mics so that they are, if you can explain what a boom mic is.
Sure, I can. It was very much an optional part of the kit that our reporters carried around for a long time. And now it's required. And in the days leading up to this current crisis, we acknowledged that we needed to give our reporters an extra resource to allow them to interview people at a larger distance than they're used to interviewing people. And so we obtained what are called fish poles, and they kind of look like a fish pole with a microphone at the end of it. And it just allows us to interview people with good, high-quality sound, but do so from a safer distance than we might normally with the microphones we normally use. And so every reporter has been issued one of these boom poles, these fishing poles, and our expectation is if our reporters are out in the field at any time, that they will use those 100% of the time.
We're talking with Noah Ovshinsky, news director at Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike Crane is here, director of WPR, for this edition of Mondays with Mike. Your questions, your feedback, front and center. What do you want to say to Wisconsin Public Radio? What's on your mind? What are you listening to right now? What resources have helped you in this crisis? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Steve now in Oshkosh. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I just sent you an email on this as well, but Dr. Fauci was in the news on Friday. He was interviewed on Fox TV, Fox and Friends, saying that the world community needs to push for the closure of wet markets. or wild animal markets where they sell animals for food and slaughter them right on the spot. He says that that is the origin of this pandemic, and there are markets like that in China and some other countries around the world.
So you're, Steve, looking for more reporting on the origin of the coronavirus?
Yeah, and particularly okay. These wet markets that he's pointing to.
Steve, thank you. Noah, you know, this is going to be a lot of digging and a lot of looking at the historical impact of where COVID-19 came from.
It is. And, you know, I would encourage this listener and all of our listeners really to make sure to Google these topics and see if, you know, mainstream outlets such as NPR has reported on wet markets before. I'd be shocked if they hadn't. If they haven't, though, I would definitely expect NPR to be reporting on that in short order, if they haven't already. You know, wet markets certainly are a big part of this story. However, it's not something that's super unique to Wisconsin. And so that's more of a national and international story that we would rely on our partners at NPR, the BBC, and others to cover that story. But certainly if there is a Wisconsin angle to that, it's something that we would absolutely pursue.
Mike, let's spend a moment here on fundraising efforts. WPR has adjusted in response to what we're facing here. What will be different for the upcoming member drive?
Well, for one thing, it won't be anywhere near the traditional one where several of us are in the studio with you and talking for maybe an extended period of time about making a contribution to WPR. Instead, we're going to be doing things in a sort of a pared-back way because we know that it's an especially vital time to have our talk shows going as normal and for the reporting to happen and be heard in the way people expect. So it will feel different, but just as every nonprofit that I've seen out there, the need for the funds is as crucial as ever. Anyone who's heard a pledge drive, a member drive on WPR knows that we talk about how listener support is the largest part of our budget, 40%. And so we will continue to fundraise, but the methods will be a little different.
We're spending the hour with WPR Director Mike Crane and News Director Noah Ovshinsky. Still time for your questions, your feedback about programming and other developments at WPR. Are you listening during the pandemic? How do you consume the news? Where are you listening? Is it at home? What programming is most useful to you right now? Still time, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment with WPR's Mike Crane and Noah Ovshinsky here on the Ideas Network. It's Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is when we gather up your feedback, your questions for WPR Director Mike Crane. We also have WPR's News Director Noah Ovshinsky on the line. So what topics would you like to hear more about on WPR? What conversations would you benefit from? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Alan now, who's joining us from Sheboygan. Hi, Alan. Are you there, Alan? And I think we do not have Alan. What about Kat in Onalaska? Hi, Kat.
Hello. I just tuned in. But when I heard about the programming on PBS, it would be great if you – I don't know what the programming is. I'm a grandmother. But it would be nice to hear a program just giving a little schedule and a description of each program or what, something like that, as to what's being offered.
Yeah, so Kat, you're looking for a little bit more crossover between Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin on what programming is out there for kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike, can you feel that?
It,
or
Yeah, absolutely. Among the many things that PBS Wisconsin is doing is they're having curriculum-tied programs like NOVA for some of the older kids and things that work for all of the different levels of pre-K through 12. And you'll find a schedule on pbswisconsin.org for pretty much most of the state. And then in Milwaukee, it'll be milwaukeepbs.org for those schedules. And those are all posted there on WPR. And I'm sure that if someone doesn't have access to the internet, they can also contact our audience services teams, and they'll be able to read that out for you.
Thanks, Kat. Let's bring in Linda now in Sheboygan. Hi, Linda.
I just wanted to say that Norman Gilliland is a genius, and I just love his Saturday and Sunday nights old-time radio drama programs, and I like his Grace Notes. I don't listen to them all the time, but I listen to his Grace Notes. And the book that he read, The Woman That Smashed Codes, that was incredible, and I wish we could get copies of his reading of it.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much for that. You know, Mike, music lovers have really been able to find some self-reflection right now and peace at a time of crisis.
That's right, and I'm sure Norman will be glad to hear how much you like what he does, Linda. And a few things I would note. One is encourage people to listen this afternoon to Central Time, when Norman's colleague Lori Skelton from our News and Music Network will be on with some suggestions for music that can soothe or accompany a time when you need to have a little respite. So that's going to be on Central Time this afternoon. And another thing that's a little different than normal, and unfortunately we can't offer recordings of Norman's readings or any of that, but we do have a special offering online. We're calling it Chapter a Day Your Way. And so that's going to be on wpr.org/chapter-day-your-way. And basically what that is we're offering a number of extra books there for binge listening, as people call it, because we've gotten the permission of some of the publishers and authors of the books for the ability to do that. And a shout out to Eric in Middleton who emailed with that suggestion.
Well, yeah, Chapter a Day, certainly being able to bring more offerings right now. And Noah, you're also looking at your podcasts, and especially for politics lovers, they can also have a resource in the WPR Politics podcast.
Yeah, I would strongly encourage anybody who's interested in the politics here in the state to go ahead and listen to that podcast, to subscribe to it. It's the WPR Politics podcast. And it's hosted by John K. Wilson, Laurel White, and Sean Johnson. It's now, a few years old at this point, and they just do a great job of breaking down what's happening in the week's news. And it usually drops Friday afternoon or early evening, but Fridays is the big day when new episodes are made available. And I tell you, Kate, the politics team has not missed a beat throughout this whole crisis. Despite what's been happening and the pressures they've been under, they continue to produce that podcast every week without fail. And it really is a nice resource for those people who want to go beyond, you know, that short article or beyond that short newscast item and really get into the details, the who, what, where, when, and how of our politics in any given week. The WPR Politics podcast is a great way to do that.
We're talking with WPR News Director Noah Ovshinsky. Mike Crane is here, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, for this edition of Mondays with Mike. Still time for your thoughts, your programming insights, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Mike, our midday listeners may notice a new voice on one of the national talk programs. Can you tell us about who is hosting 1A now?
Yeah, 1A has a sort of a substitute host, but she'll be a regular part of the team as well. And it's Sasha Ann Simons. And she just signed on this last week. Some people will remember that the previous host, Todd Zwillick, who was also a sub, announced last week that he was taking a new job with Vice.com. And so, fortunately, Sasha was able to step right in. and she's been very excited about the opportunity to work with both lifelong public radio fans and emerging audiences across the country. And so look for an announcement pretty soon about the permanent replacement for 1A, and in the meantime, listen for Sasha Ann Simons this afternoon.
Noah, how are you helping to keep your team fresh and able to cover this really hectic news cycle and this unfolding pandemic?
Well, we have an amazing team at WPR in the newsroom, and the reporters, the editors. We really consider ourselves a family of sorts, and so we back each other up whenever we need it. We've been encouraging our reporters when they're able to take a day or two off, acknowledging that this giant story isn't going to be resolved next week or the week after or a month from now. It's a story that's going to demand our full attention as a newsroom for months, if not years. And so we're in this for the long haul. And so we're always on the lookout for anything that we can do to keep people fresh. One of the things, too, is just being in contact with our reporters, being so far apart. I think it's important that, we stay in contact and check in with each other. And maybe it's not even about a specific story or maybe an edit. It's just checking in with people and saying, hey, how you doing today? How you doing this week? But WPR as a whole, not just the newsroom, but the organization and Mike has been incredibly supportive of the staff and allowing us to do what we need to do to keep the news going. And sometimes that means taking a day or two off. Sometimes it means taking a few hours off. But everybody's just been great looking out for each other at this very challenging time. We know we need to do whatever we need to do now, acknowledging that this is a story that's going to be something that's going to keep going for months to come.
Mike Crane, as we wrap up here, I know you have multiple manager meetings back to back every day to stay ahead of this crisis. What have you seen on the management side?
Just incredible energy and creativity. And, I think Noah's really touching on an important point, which is we're all trying to remind each other, as Michael Arnold, our chief operating officer, has put it a number of times, that this is a relay, not a marathon. And so making sure that there's some rest and some moments of joy, as Noah mentioned, in terms of news coverage, is really a big deal. One of the things that I think about is that as difficult as this is, and boy, is it difficult for people in so many ways, there are moments of grace as well. The opportunity to check in on each other in new ways, to get to know each other under pressure and support each other is a very big deal. I think I would echo the comment of Dan Robinson last night on Simply Folk. He was talking about the gratitude we all feel for our engineers in particular, because they are keeping many extra plates in the air to make it possible for us to be here and deal with the dual goals of providing service and protecting our staff.
Mike and Noah, thank you both for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Noah Ovshinsky, news director at Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike Crane, director of WPR. Just ahead, it's On Point. How your experience of the coronavirus pandemic can depend on where you live. On Point takes stock. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.